Because there are people who follow our conversations on the website.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I missed putting a couple up late last year, and I got an email.
Well, hey, that's kind of fun.
I got an email from somebody who says, hey, I don't live in the area. I love following your conversations. What the heck are you doing? Put those up, please. So I put them up. So now we've got the recording going. And if you ever do want to refer back to these conversations and most of the interviews I do on the morning show are posted on the morning show page at thewolf.com in case you want to go back to them or miss them or something.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Friend or family member involved or something like that. So good morning, Susie.
Well, good morning. Good morning.
Hi. You made it through the new year.
I did.
Christmas and all of that stuff.
Everything I did very well. I actually had kind of a quiet holiday. It's the first time neither one of my children were home, so that was a little sad.
Oh, yeah, that's a little bittersweet.
And I'm thinking my son must really prefer his sister because he was all set to come home, and I think if his sister was home, he would have come home. But I think it was like, it's just mom. It's just mom.
That ain't the way it's supposed to work.
I know. I will record this, or I'll send this interview, I'll send it to him. Look at your poor mother. Yes, she's crying on the radio.
Yeah, dear son, here I am whining.
I'm whining. All I wanted for Christmas was my son to come home.
So we've turned the corner. We get into kind of a quiet season here
for
a lot of things that go on in Houghton because, we've got the weather is always an iffy thing and the snow has to be moved and the city crews have been working really hard at keeping the snow out of the roads and the parking lots and such. But
also during this slow time, it actually gives us a chance to like regroup, get our thoughts together and come up with our new game plan always for the new year, which is always exciting. I'm doing a little brainstorming. We've had a few meetings sometimes, you have to think big, 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 and then, bring your scope in just to, have attainable goals here for the next year. So that's what we've been working on.
Update me first on that waterfront project.
Well, I don't have a lot of update on it because we weren't really going to kick that off until after the first
year.
Well,
that's why I'm saying now is the time to call.
Now is the time. Exactly. So we've got a list of interested participants in this group. And again, this group isn't here to write a master plan for us or anything like that. This group is going to be coming together with ideas. And you know what I mean? Let's just throw them out there, write them all down and see where we end up. Because it's a pretty big project, and definitely this won't be a one-year deal. This is going to be broke down not only into different years, but into segments along the waterfront, and what's prioritizing everything as we go.
Yeah, and if you missed the preamble to this several weeks ago, we were talking about it. The goal is to come up with ways to utilize the Houghton waterfront.
Right, it's a way of, and also connecting. So we have the waterfront, and then we move up to Lakeshore Drive, to Sheldon, to Montezuma. Make that all more uniform, make it easier getting to the water, as well as coming onto shore. If you are one of our, the boater friends, and, things like that.
Yeah, because, and I've mentioned this before, I've been surprised at how relatively little boating activity and that kind of thing. I know that we're not going to do a lot of swimming in this latitude.
Right.
Because it's a little chilly even in the heat of summer. But boating and waveboarding and things
so
like that.
So we'll throw out again, at the end of the conversation here, we will definitely throw out my number.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I've got quite a few people on the list, but there's always room for one more because, when these things start off, there's a lot of interest. And then as I start calling another meeting, people say, I can't, I'm getting meetinged out. So
when you actually have to work, sometimes there are a few people who will fall away.
And this, don't say it has work. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, these projects generally are. There is some time investment required.
Right now is the fun part, though, of the brainstorming and getting excited about it. So anyway, moving on from the waterfront, the other item I want to throw out there, too, is we will hopefully having a few more new facades going up this next year. We don't have those pinpointed yet exactly which businesses they are. And if there is any businesses out there in the downtown area that are interested in the facade project, to make sure they call us, because right now is when you'd have to start your paperwork.
And what is the physical area that you have to be inside to take advantage of the facade grant?
Designated
program?
Our downtown. So it's easy just to say like from the Minor to the Bridge.
Okay.
things like that.
Okay, so, just Sheldon Avenue or Montezuma as well?
No, just Sheldon.
Just Sheldon
That's
Avenue.
That's how the state has set that up.
Okay, so if you're a business owner, building owner in that area.
It's a great opportunity. If you need some work done, it's a great opportunity. I mean, the match is wonderful.
And I've heard so many comments about the buildings that were done last summer.
They look wonderful.
And how much better they look, and it just really shapes up downtown, and we've got some more buildings that I know could take advantage of
it. Yes, so. Definitely. There always is. The other thing, I know the big question I've been getting the last couple weeks, oh, start of the new year, Susie, what new businesses are coming in? And I'm trying to like start to tell people that it's not always about what we're bringing in. It's also retention. Retention is actually, I think, is more important or more key to survival and to, you know, flourishing than always just bringing in something new,
Well, and that's the same that's the same thing with retail business and
right.
customers. You know, it's easier to keep a customer you have than it is to go out and replace that customer with somebody new.
There's numbers attached to that.
Yeah.
There's a formula, and I really should look that up, and maybe we can talk about that sometime. But, right, it's building what we have. So I'm not saying that we're not talking with other businesses, but I don't want always the focus to be on what the new business is coming in. It's also like key, and the important thing is how do we, like you said, keep our current customers, keep our local base strong and getting stronger every day.
Sure, and that involves supporting businesses. It also involves maybe finding new owners for existing businesses where the owners currently are retiring or
right.
stepping
out. Right, I have one business in downtown Houghton right now that I'll mention it next week. But if you are listening and you're interested in a business in downtown, please to purchase a really solid existing business, please call me because I would
okay.
like to talk to you about that.
There's a tease. You're such a tease.
You know, I actually, you know, I probably could say it, but I just
don't don't need to.
Right. I'd rather pique the curiosity. Now everyone's going to be like, I'll just call her just for fun.
Yeah.
Don't call me just for fun.
The phone will start ringing right. very quickly.
So,
now.
I mean, that's our big goal. And also, you know, our focus has been a lot on the downtown area. But now as 2015 is upon us, we will be trying to, you know, reach out and see what we can also do up into, as we call it, the M26 corridor. Because, you know, there's a lot of new things going up there. We've got the new Keweenaw Gem and Gift building that's going up. I mean, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's making a lot of progress.
Yes, it's going up fast. So, you know, just so people realize what we have, again, making people aware, because as this holiday season passed, it was many conversations I had where people told me that they purchased items online or outside of the area, and we had them here.
Don't be doing that.
I know.
Don't be doing that. So
that's, you know, that's key. And that's just a part of growing, you know, coming up here, as I know, we're probably running out of time soon. So I'll just, you're not going to get a moment. coming up in the next couple months, what we've got going on, of course, we have Winter Carnival coming the first week of February, but the following weekend, which will be February 14th, we'll have our Youper Luge. So you have to put that on your,
I have to put that on my calendar.
Yeah, we just decided that with the, we
thank
just
you so
the
much.
I know. I thought it might be a little fun that if we had it on Valentine's Day, people might come downtown, bring their special person or the, you know, the whole family and go to dinner and have a little sledding party.
Darling, I brought you to the Youper Luge because I sense our relationship is going downhill fast.
That's perfect. Oh, so that's what we've got coming up in the next couple months that we're pretty excited about.
And is it too early to start thinking about planning for Bridgefest?
Oh, you just had to bring that up. Hey?
Well,
it's never too early. I know. I just, I got to get through a few things. No, Bridgefest, and actually it's called, and then we have also the, help me with the new name.
Yeah, the fest that
feast.
Used to be Seafood
right,
Fest.
Right, that one.
The Bridgefest Feast.
Those conversations have begun. So that is definitely Father's Day weekend again. And so you will be seeing some information coming out soon from Rotary as well as the Bridgefest Committee.
All right.
So everything is in place. Things are moving along very well.
Keep us posted. The lift bridge will be shut down for the first significant stretch of time a week from Saturday night into that following Sunday
That's
morning.
Right.
It's not this Saturday. It's a week from, and we'll be keeping you posted about that here on the radio. You can also go to our web calendar at KeweenawReport.com. Information is posted there, and you can just click on that day's thing, and you can see the thing. It's a repeating announcement, and I'll be updating it as we get additional information along. But I do want to make sure that we're doing the job, making sure that folks are aware that it will be a week from Saturday night into that following Sunday morning that the bridge will be closed for that long stretch.
Correct. Also, you know, I want to throw out there, because I know a lot of people, listeners, might not have the internet or, you know, have access to the internet. I actually have in my office quite a few pamphlets. Oh, I'm probably opening myself up to a big project, aren't I?
There you go.
But pamphlets with those dates, you know, with, you know, a lot of the information about the bridge closures, when they will be and how it's all working. So if you want one of those, you know, feel free to call me and I'll drop it in the mail or something like that, because I know a lot of people are just better with, I'd rather have something in my hand to look at. And
yeah, I know those brochures also have the detours on them. So, when those first came out, I looked at them and said, wait a minute, you can't have a detour, because when the bridge is closed, there is no alternate route. And then up in the on the upper right-hand corner, there was a sign that said, in construction areas, drive 45.
Hey, we're going to get through quicker.
And then they had these two detours of circles going through the one-way streets in downtown Houghton and Hancock. And I'm thinking, okay, so what, the bridge is closed. The suggested solution is to just drive 45 miles per hour through downtown.
That's right.
That makes a whole lot of sense.
That increases our speed, everything. It's going to keep us entertained.
But it was then pointed out to me that detours are going to be in place because there will be lanes closed on the bridge. And so when you come off the bridge, you'll be on the wrong side of the street.
It's going to be a little, it's not going to be that bad, actually, after I looked at it. But I know eventually it'll come to the point where you won't be able to just drive, take the little street down to the bridge coming off of, coming, say, from Walmart.
Yeah.
You'll have to go all the way through Montezuma and come back around to get across the bridge. So, yeah. I mean, that's coming down the road. But truthfully, MDOT's got it on lockdown. You know what I mean? This is not their first bridge project. Maybe their first Uper Loop.
Yes, the first project they've done on this, on this bridge.
I think they've got it. I think it's going to be pretty seamless. Yeah. And with anything like this, we always get into a little panic mode, just like we did when we had the streetscape. Everybody went into panic about that, and it worked out very, very well.
Yeah, and I'm sure this will work out well as well. They've done an excellent job of trying to isolate when the major closings, put them at times where the traffic is the least.
Correct.
And do we just need to be aware of when those are taking place and plan accordingly.
And so please don't let that stop you from coming downtown or patronizing any of the businesses in the Houghton Hancock area.
No reason to.
Because, you know, these are the times that, I mean, please just be there for the businesses.
Yeah. No reason to change your plans in any way, shape, or form because of
this. Definitely not.
And very little disruption during the daytimes. Anyway, the most of the closings are going to be taking place at night. So, all right. Thank you, Susie.
Well, great. And thank you. And again, we're looking forward. The city of Houghton is really excited about 2015. And if anyone has anything they'd like to talk to me about or any more information on that business that is for sale in downtown Houghton, please give me a ring at 906-370-3110. And Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, Susie Landers. Keeping on Classic Hits 97.7 The Wolf.